Last Monday, the Grand Rapids Band Program's Winter Color Guard and Drumline each performed in the first annual Fill the Gym. It's pretty much a spinoff from the marching band's Fill the Hill, which takes place in August, but this was highlighting the percussion and color guard sections. We each showed the audience how we warm up, and then we performed our two shows. The Drumline's show was called 12-21-12, and it was about the end of the world. The Guard's show is called Full Circle, to the cello version of the song What I've Done by Linkin Park. I'm in that show, and I'm actually going to talk about what happened after the performance was done that evening. At the end of the Guard's performance, the four seniors, including myself, were identified by our instructor and close friend, Sarah. She thanked us for our 3 to 4 years of participation and leadership in the program, which was enough to make me start rubbing my eyes. Then Thursby, her husband and one of the directors for the Rapids Band program, spoke to the crowd about my acceptance to march with Spirit of Atlanta this summer. He told them how he had organized a penny drive within the band program to help me raise money for dues and flights for this amazing opportunity. He made my jaw drop when he announced how much money my fellow students had raised in mere pennies. Over $200! The wagon was set out at the doors, and he asked if anybody had any spare change to donate, that every little bit helps, because it really does. At the end of the night, the wagon was almost full with bills and change, another $200 plus count. When I saw how full that wagon was, I couldn't believe my eyes. I couldn't believe what had just happened, and I couldn't believe the amount of support I felt and still feel today from my community and my band program. Without Sarah and Thursby, I don't think I'd have ever dreamed of marching drum corps, let alone gotten an overwhelming donation from my community. I can't say thank you enough to everybody who has donated to my dreams of marching drum corps. And with my dues just about played and my plane tickets starting to get into the works, I feel the need to give the whole world a giant hug. I've been saving this for this week because on Thursday, it's Valentine's Day. I may not have a significant other, but I certainly will not be feeling lonely on Thursday. We who live in northern Minnesota are really and truly extraordinarily lucky. Everyone who lives here is so giving and supportive and artsy and, well, Minnesota nice. We're in a community. We're part of this community. We've got people who are willing and wanting to help us out in achieving our dreams. We've got people to turn to when things are great and when things get rough. Especially with all these great programs and organizations like Northern Community Radio, it's easy to become part of all these different things and to learn more about this great place that is Northern Minnesota. Not only that, but with the internet, people from all over the world are part of this great community. So remember that this Valentine's Day, because I believe that V-Day isn't just for love between two people. It's love between you and everything and everyone that you love.